Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I am delighted to have you join me here in the studio this morning. We are going to be talking about one of my very favorite subjects and one that I've had occasion to struggle with ever since I was a little child. Our topic this morning is going to be centered around self-esteem. The exact title for today's broadcast is Who Do You Say That You Are? We are expecting in the studio this morning our good friend Mark Stobart from Fort Walton Beach, Florida, but she has not yet tapped into the broadcast. So we're going to just, you know, move right along this morning. But this is something that I really want to get out there. I really want to talk to young people. I want to talk to women, especially about the issue of self-esteem. When I think about it this morning and when I was a child, I used to worry about whether or not I was pretty. Something on the inside of me just made me feel that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't pretty enough. Something just said to me that I wasn't enough. And I would go to my mother and ask her, am I pretty? And just to give me a laugh, she would give me a jingle. She would repeat a jingle that had rhymes in it. And when she was done with that rhyme, I would feel so much better. Even though to the normal ear, it didn't seem like she was giving me a compliment. But when I heard it, I knew that she loved me, and I knew that she considered me to be pretty, because she would never say anything to harm me. She would never say anything to shame me. And coming to that particular point this morning, I'm really concerned about the tactics some of our parents are using with our children in the media, where a child has done something wrong and the parent decides that they're going to shame them publicly and put their issue on social media. They shave their heads or they administer a whipping, an old-fashioned whipping, or sometimes if whipping is way beyond what an old-fashioned would be, but they film it, they take the time to film it, and then they take the time to post it to social media, to Facebook and to YouTube and to Twitter and to Instagram and whatever, whoever is willing to look and to listen and to become a part of the shaming tactic toward their children. And I want to say to you this morning, this tactic is not good. It is not the will of God. He never desires that we would be destroyed by our mistakes. He never desires that we would be humiliated. Ashamed, when we are ashamed of something, it should only be for a moment to bring us to a place of regret and repentance and turning and changing our minds about that thing, and then to move forward with a positive attitude. However, if the whole world is laughing and pointing the finger, it is very difficult to change your mind or to change your attitude concerning particular self-esteem. The first thing I want to do this morning is to define self-esteem. Now, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it says to us that self-esteem reflects your or a person's overall emotional evaluation of his or own or her own worth. A person's emotional evaluation of his or her own worth. Now, how in the world is shaming a child or a person? A lot of times women remain in abusive relationships. Help me this morning. Abusive relationships and controlling relationships because they have bought into the lie of the abuser. They have bought into the lie and the emotional evaluation of his or her worth. And so what we want you to understand this morning is self-esteem has to do with how you view yourself. Do not buy into the opinion of others concerning you. I know that this is what we do and what we have done over the ages, but I'm asking you to make a conscious effort this morning to make a change, to determine for yourself that you are enough, you are worthy, you are powerful, you are beautiful, you are intelligent, you are all the things that the opinion of others tells you that you are not. You are more than enough. I want you to understand this morning that you are made in the likeness of the image of God. The scripture in Psalm 139, 13, and 14 lets us know that God says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are as beautiful as the created things around you. National Geographic goes to great lengths to bring us the beauty of the rainforest and of faraway places, of things in the sea, of things that are in the air, things that are in the plant kingdom. However, social media and Hollywood go to just as great length to make us think that if we are not included in the, shall we say, the perceived personification of beauty, of worth, of value, then we are on the outside looking in. But I want you to know this morning that every one of us is who we are by design, that you have been born into the family you have by design. You have been created with earth suit, facial features, body type by design, and that everything about you is custom made. You are created for the pleasure of God, for him to enjoy you the way that he fashioned you. The worst mistake that we can make in self-esteem this morning is trying to compare ourselves with another person. You are unique. You are unique, and you are special in that uniqueness. There is greatness in your uniqueness. Society would have us to be cookie cutter types of the person next to us, or the person who is talking the loudest, or the person who is getting the most attention. And then we want to go and become like that person. We want to change ourselves. I look at society today, especially in our young people, and I see young men, the worst thing that could possibly happen is dragging their pants or sagging their pants or whatever they want to call it to make it seem like something more than it is. It is a disgusting habit. However, society has deemed that it means it gives you great worth and value to walk around with your underwear showing. And it has such an impact of promoting that through people who we look up to in the media, in social media, who are celebrities. When they do one thing, we want to do the same thing. If Kim Kardashian puffs up her lips, we want to go and have our lips puffed up. If Puff Daddy wants to go to a club and have a great bash and a party, we want to do the same thing. If some other celebrity wants to drag their pants and show their underwear to the world, then that's what we want to do. We want to be like them. But this morning, young people, I want to admonish you to be like the person that God has called you to be. I especially also want to talk to the women today that you need to be who God ordained and fashioned, created you by design to be, and not try to be carbon copies one of another, because everything that we are is on purpose and in sync with the universe that God created and with the design that he has given you. You are to accomplish great things. Each one of us has something to contribute to the advancement of the purposes of God. And so when each of us is doing the part that we are supposed to be doing, we function clearly and effectively and productively. I believe the scriptures puts it this way, that we are a body with many body parts. And that word members there is not talking about an organization with a number of people attached, but it's talking about your body parts as members. Your fingers are members of your hand. Hand is a member of your arm. Your arm is a member to the entire body, torso, your legs, your feet, your head, then your internal organs. They are all members that have different functions. They come in all shapes and sizes, and not one part of your body is trying to compete with the other part. And on a whole, this is what esteem is all about, is counting yourself worthy just the way you are. You don't have to be anybody other than who you already are. When we look into the description of self-esteem, it is a judgment of oneself as well as an attitude toward the self. Now, the thing about society is they are going to give you their opinion of who you are. They are going to give you their opinion of whether what you look like is acceptable. They're going to give an opinion of whether what you do is good enough. The thing that you have to set and be clear on this morning is that your opinion is more valuable than the opinion of someone who's not doing what you're doing, who's not living in the earth suit that you're living in, who is not walking the journey that you are walking, who has misunderstood your motives and your methods. Your opinion alone is valuable, is credible. And if you have a problem with your opinion, then I'd admonish you this morning to look to the heavens from whence cometh your help, because God has an opinion of you. Like I said, he says to us we are fearfully and wonderfully made. He also lets us know we are the apple of his eye. He calls us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. He lets us know that we are kings and priests. And then once again, that he has designed us a little lower than the angels. There is nothing insignificant about who you are. There is nothing insignificant about what you are called to in this earth. There is nothing insignificant about your divine purpose. So this morning, to the women, to the teenagers, even to the brethren who try to compete, who want to be king of the mountain, who want to be like so-and-so, let me tell you this morning, who you are on the inside is greater than any carbon copy that you could come up with that you see on the outside. When you take a look at the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror, I need you this morning to get a clear vision of who it is that you are looking at in this morning, in the mirror this morning, and stop listening to the negative self-talk that is coming out of your inner man. It has been planted there by society. That is not a part of your original makeup. God did not create you to be fearful or to be intimidated by something that comes from the outside, which is the opinion of somebody else. It's something that's coming into you from the outside. Now, the key here is not to receive that thing as truth. The problem that we are having with self-esteem is that we are accepting the opinion of others and deeming that as truth. And so when we internalize that truth, it begins to take a toll on us. When we understand the Word of God lets us know, we shall know the truth. And when we apply that truth, it'll make us free. So instead of listening to the opinions of other people, the Word of God is filled with truth. And that truth that we discover and acknowledge as truth will set us free. When your Word of God tells you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that's a truth. When the Word of God tells you that if God is for you, he is more than the world against you, that's truth. When the Word of God tells you that you have been created in the likeness of his image, that is truth. And we know that God is more than enough. We know that he is worthy. We know that he is valued. We know that he is powerful. We know that there is greatness in him, and we need to take hold and embrace the truth that we have been created in the image of God. If you go into the Word of God in the book of Genesis chapter 1, when everything is getting its beginning, we find that God designed man in the likeness of his image. And man was so important to him that he decided to do more than just speak man into existence the way he did the plants and the fishes of the sea and the trees and the fauna of the earth. He just spoke a word and those things came into being. But when it came to fashioning the being that would carry his image, God took care to reach down into the earth and to actually put his hands to the task of forming a man. And he formed this man in the likeness of his image, and then he breathed into that man his own essence, his own breath, his own life power, his own life force. And that man became a living soul. Some translation declared that it means he became a speaking spirit, just like God. He became a speaking spirit with the power to create by speaking a thing into existence. Now, one of the problems with self-esteem is that we will tend to gravitate to those things and those people who speak about us the way we believe about us, even if it's negative. If you believe that you are not good enough, you will gravitate to people who tell you you're not good enough. And your intention is not to grab hold of that, but your intention is to prove to them in some way, form, or fashion that you are good enough. And you stay in that situation time and time again, trying to prove to that person that you are the opposite of what they are saying. But deep down on the inside, you really believe that what they're saying about you is truth. And I want to tell you this morning, what they're saying about you is not truth. And that's how we end up in relationships and get soul ties with people who badger us and beat us down emotionally and don't value us, because secretly, deep within, we don't value ourselves. And I believe it is Les Brown uses a quote from an ancient philosopher, who says to us, if we can conquer the enemy within, the enemy without can do us no harm. And so we have to overcome the enemy of who is our self-image. We have to conquer that. We have to take hold of the Word of God, who has given us power, love, and a sound mind. Your personality, you have been created with a specific and a unique personality. Some people are outgoing, they are bold, they are boisterous, they want to be in the limelight, and that's good. But maybe you have been created to be quiet, observant, and reserved, and that is just as good. And so what you have to do is learn to be comfortable in your own personality. Learn to be comfortable with who you are as a person. Learn to accept yourself. When you accept yourself for who you are, other people will begin to accept you as well. When you begin to accept yourself and be happy about who you are, you will have the correct counteractive intuitive moments and message to those who come to try to destroy you, to defame you, or to shame you. You will stand up in courage and declare who you are. You will declare that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You will declare that there is greatness on the inside of you. You will declare that you are uniquely designed. You are uniquely formed by design, and everything about you has purpose. And so I want to thank you for that this morning. Let's check in and see if our co-host has been able to tap in. All right, I see that Miss Margie was not able to tap in this morning, and so we're just going to go ahead and talk just a little bit more about self-esteem. I have a couple of questions for you. Where does self-esteem come from, and why do we value the opinion of others over our own? Or better, why do we value the opinion of others over God's opinion of us? I want you to take these two questions this morning and just kind of meditate on it this week. Tell me why you value the opinion of others over your own opinion, or better yet, why do you value the opinion of others over God's opinion of you when He is your creator? He is the one who fashioned you. He is the one who manufactured you. He is the one who gave you purpose by design. So if there is any opinion other than your own that you are going to attach yourself to and embrace, it is going to be the opinion of your creator. I hope that this morning we have helped you, or to even just to begin to think about self-esteem. I'm seeing in the news this week how a young man who was shamed publicly on social media committed suicide. And all through our history, shaming has been detrimental to the person who has been the object of that shame. Thank God that Jesus came to remove shame from our life. Everything that you're going through, everything that you are ashamed of, Jesus Christ provides an avenue of escape to heal you, to deliver you, to remove reproach from you, to reestablish you, to set you up on a rock, to put you on display, and to bring out of you the beauty that is you. You are beautiful beyond description because you have been formed in the likeness of His image. I want you to take time today to give yourself some positive self-talk. Give yourself some positive self-talk. Stand in front of your mirror. This is what I want you to declare. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am the apple of God's eye. With God, I can do all things, and nothing shall be deemed impossible for me. I am created in the likeness of His image. And so I want you to take some time and speak those things to yourself and say to yourself, the opinions of others don't matter over mine. Once you get delivered from the opinions of others, you will find a freedom that is mind-blowing. I'm going to say today something that I normally don't say, but if you want deliverance from the opinions of others, if you need help getting delivered, I want you to contact me. Contact me on Facebook at ApostleEla.Melvin. You can contact me by email, successinlifeti@gmail.com, or I'm going to give you my phone number this morning, and that is going to be 719-288-8842. Just leave me a message. That's my message board. Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you. Shoot me an email. Whatever you have to do to get delivered from the opinion of others, do that. Surround yourself with people who love you and celebrate you and care about you and can see the greatness in you. And those people who find it funny or find it a joke or a pastime thing to say negative things about you, distance yourself from those people. Distance yourself from those people. You don't need them in your life. No matter what your self-talk is telling you, you don't need them in your life. And so I want to thank you this morning for joining in briefly here with me on the Blog Talk Radio Waves of Glory. I want you to pray for me because we're going to be praying for you. I want to talk about briefly before we go, I have an announcement to make this week. We are going to be talking, doing a seminar online, Position to Profit. If you want to be a part of that, then email me at successinlifeti@gmail.com. Check into our blog, themarketplaceapostle.com, yourmarketplaceapostle.com, forgive me. you will be able to sign up for the seminar on Positioned to Profit. We are taking the ministry to the marketplace, and we want you to get yours. We want you to get in line. We want you to make the strategic moves that are necessary to put you in line to profit. I thank you this morning. Let's just go ahead and pray right now. One last announcement before we pray. The book, Apprehending the Kingdom, is coming out in July. You can pre-order your book. Tap into our Facebook page, Apprehending the Kingdom. We'll find that you have been created for dominion, and it is high time for you to begin to rule and reign. This book is set to pull down religion, tradition, and false teachings that have kept the body of Christ bound over these last 200 years even. So join in with us on Facebook. Find out what we're doing. Join in with us on our blog at yourmarketplaceapostle.com, or you can join in the blog Success in Life Training Institute. And so just look for me. I'm out there. I'm here for you. I'm on Twitter at EJ Melvin. Just take the time to connect with us, and I want to thank you once again for joining in the broadcast this morning. Father, I thank you for the people of God who are tuning into this broadcast. I thank you for those, even those who are struggling with their self-esteem today. I want you to touch their mind. I want you to restore the image that you put in them as you were forming them in their mother's womb, that they were created and custom designed for greatness. I just bless the people who hear this broadcast today. I declare that there is nothing wrong with you. As a matter of fact, you are great and greatly to be enjoyed by the King of Glory. God himself has called you the apple of his eye. You are greatly loved this morning. May the God of all glory and our Father which is in heaven be a blessing to you today and embrace you with such love that you know that you are loved and you can risk loving others. Amen. Thank you once again for tuning in to Ways of Glory on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day.